Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. You are live and living color. Happy 2018 with Talk to the Wee. Yes, you're live in the studio right now with our podcast, Talk to the Twin Show. Angel Wing is in the building, and Butterfly is going to be tuning in. She'll be calling into the studio soon. We're going to have a special guest tonight. We're going to hear a little jazz. We're going to hear a little this and that, and we're going to keep it positive. We're going to keep it fun. We're going to keep it rolling. That's what we're going to do on Talk to the Twin Show this evening. We're going to go live also on Facebook Live. So if you want to catch us on Facebook Live, you can do that too. We are excited tonight. You hear that, jazz? I mean, the mood is right. Yes. We have a guest coming on tonight. Yeah. Woo! Talk to the twins, baby. Yes. I need my butterfly. But Angel Wing is all right. She holding it down. Our special guest tonight, it's got to be an author. And we're excited to have him, Tyrone Parker. He's written many books. And he's going to be live on Talk to the Twins show. Right now, we're going to tickle your ears a little bit with a little jazz. Just hold on tight. Our listeners are tuning in right now. Getting fresh in the building tonight. Yeah. Thank you. and we are live. We're going to take it down just a notch while the show is live. Get ready to get on our Facebook Live and do this thing. Because we're excited. We're excited, y'all. This is 2018. And, you know, sometimes you just have to build up your own excitement. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, people are trying to come and make you feel bad about things or try to bring your spirits down. But you know what? We believe in that positive energy and that positive synergy and to, you know, make everything all right. You know, just take it for what it is, you know. You have lemons, you make lemonade. You make lemonade with those lemons. Get you a little sugar. Get you a jug. Make sure you got some good water. Get those lemons and you squeeze, honey, squeeze them. And then you got some good old lemonade. Yes. All right, we have butterflies.
Yes, yes.
Hey, what's going on? Yes, I love you, my sister.
Oh, I love you too. I miss you, hon.
Yes, yeah, I know what it is. Yes, I put a little jazz in the ears of our listeners. I tickled their ears with a little jazz, and I'm just excited because this is our new year, our new season of Talk to the Twin Show.
Woo! 2018.
Wow. Yes. Yes, so we ought to be excited about everything. You know, on the other day, I was just thinking about, you know, how, you know, when the new year comes in, you know, you have all these things in your head when you want to, you know, feel like you can conquer the world or that you're going to start out with a fresh new start and that you're going to make things happen. And then sometimes it's slow, your process slows up on you. And you get disappointed.
Oh yeah.
So I was telling when you go through that, you just take the lemon that you're holding in that situation, and you squeeze it in a jug, and you get you some good water, purified water that is. Get you a little sugar cane, however you want to do it. Sweeten that thing up and just drink it up and take it like it is, right?
Yes. Take it like it is, and make lemonade.
Amen. So let's do our introduction of Talk to the Twins. I did it, but you know, it's nothing without the twin, the butterfly in the building. So we're gonna introduce ourselves. Which one you want to go first, sis?
I'll go first.
Introduce.
Just say my name.
Yeah.
Oh yes, this is the one, the only, the podcast phenomenal woman that I am, loving God and trusting Him on everything that I have. It is butterfly.
Woo! Woo! There you go. I love it. And this is
so good about my.
Yeah, I think you did it. You did that right, honey. And this is the one, the only, the beautiful, the lovely, the gorgeous. Ah! Feeling my throat right now.
Yes.
This is Angel Wee. Yes, 2018. Bring it, baby.
Oh, you brought it.
Yes.
Did you go live? Are you sitting live in the studio or you just gonna do the call in thing? What we gonna do?
Well, I'm ready to go live. If you ready to go live, I ain't gonna go live without my twin. That's just what it is.
I can't go live with you. I ain't gonna be through it. And I hate it for
you. Oh no, well she won't be sitting on there with you there. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have our listeners on our podcast, Talk to the Twin Show, Blog Talk Radio. So that's good enough for today. I think we're gonna do Ivan. Like I said, take them lemons, girl, squeeze it up. But anyway.
Yes, please. And you know what? They can always hit the link or call in 714-333-3314. catch us live next week.
Yes.
We're going to be Facebook Live.
Oh, yes. Oh, right, yes. On. We got to stick together. But, you know, things happen. So, yeah, we're good. We're all good in this neighborhood. But anyway, like I said, Happy New Year from Talk to the Twins Show. We have a special guest,
right.
Mr. Tony Parker will be on the radio tonight.
Yes, Mr. Parker.
Yes.
Plenty of books. He's authored plenty of books, but we're going to talk about one book in particular. And so we're excited about that. That's his newest, latest book that he has authored. So he is a professional author, I would say. You've written so many books. This was, that's your title. Professional author.
That's right. All right, we're going to bring Mr. Parker in. I believe he's been waiting to get on live with us and on Talk to the Twins Show, so let's bring him right on in. Welcome to Talk to the Twins. Is this Mr. Parker?
This is Tyrone Parker. Yes, it is. How are you
Tyrone,
ladies doing?
We are great. How are you?
It sounds like you guys are having a good time over there. I didn't get an invitation. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. You have to come to the studio next time. So you come in the studio and you will meet us personally live. But we're excited to have you right now calling in the studio. We are so happy
that you
were on. So you are awesome. You have read many, many books, we heard.
Yes. I'm not sure which one I'm talking to, Angel Wings or Butterfly, but I just write about my journey in life.
All right. You write it. So what inspired you to become an author? I mean, is it your life adventures or what made you decide to write?
Well, my first book, what prompted me to write my first book, I have a daughter, Shiny. Shiny's 32 years old now, but years ago when she was dating, we were talking about, she was asking me questions about, Dad, what should I expect on the date? What should my date be doing? What shouldn't he be doing? And so through that conversation, my daughter suggested, well, Dad, you should put that in the book because a lot of young ladies and young men could probably benefit from that. And so my very first book was called The Dinner Date Etiquette for a Gentleman. And then from there, it just kind of, the spirit took over and the pen started writing, and here we are.
Wow.
So how many books have you written in total?
I have 16 in total.
16 books. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, we've only just begun.
Just begun.
Wow.
A lot of people say it's hard to write a book and to sit down and do it. So you had to definitely be led by God to sit down and actually put pen to paper and focus and write that many books, because that is amazing. We salute you.
Well, thank you. And that's a very good point you make. I mean, when you connect to the Spirit, and you have to be obedient to that connection, and then God will send you a message. Then the work is up to you to do the research and then to have the patience to write it and then to carry it through production. So it's not an easy task, but if you have a good message and you are obedient to the Spirit, then it'll happen.
Yes, I love it. Yes, so it's just pretty much what the Spirit, how you are Spirit-led. I love that, what you said. And I think a lot of times people, they forget, you know, that you can move fluently by the Spirit and not moving in self. So I love what you just said.
Well, thank you. You know, and that's a two-edged sword, because the Spirit will guide you to do things that you may not be prepared to do or comfortable doing. But, again, you trust in that, and you just be obedient and say, you know what? What the heck? I'm going to put pen to paper. Let's see what happens.
Yes. So your latest book that you've written, can you tell us a little bit about?
Yes, the latest book we're going to talk about, it's called You Nasty, The Simplicity of Sex. And that book actually yeah, that text came to me literally in my sleep. I remember waking up, and I keep a pen and paper next to my bed where I sleep. And so I just started writing, and something said, the simplicity of sex. And as I began to do my research, it was just very obvious to me that, you know, you've got to carry this through, Tyrone. And there are so many people, young and old, that are just misguided, misunderstood when it comes to sex. And that, I think, has gotten us into the situation we're in terms of the diseases and pregnancies and the cheating. It's just a huge misunderstanding. And so my book begins to tap into understanding what sex means to you. And then, as I tell people all the time, this book is really about confidence and courage. You know what you may think you want to do, but you got to have the confidence to say, you know what, I want to try this. And then have the courage to carry it through and make no apologies along the way.
Wow, that's deep. Confidence and courage. And I think a lot of times we can visual, you know, like think within ourselves of what we would want to do, but to actually act upon it and, you know, and do it is one thing. So that is so deep. That is deep.
Yeah, and so when we talk about sex, you've got to go back to the beginning. And I know, at least for me, my parents, I have two other brothers, there are three of us. My parents did their very best to shield us from a force that just was so powerful. But when, you know, the body is going, as you get older and you mature, the body is going to react to things. And as a young person, you're not going to really understand what that is. And so that's why I decided that the way that it was explained to me, it just didn't jive with me anymore. Because my parents said, don't do this until this time. Well, you know, we were doing it anyway. And so that process didn't work. So we've got to begin to have early conversations with our children as early as they possibly can receive it about what is sex, understanding sex, misusing sex, disciplining sex. And then you have to come up with your own definition.
Right.
Amazing.
Right.
Amazing.
That's huge. And my sister, Angel, she can really, you know, understand what you're saying, because she has three young men that she's raising, and she has a 15-year-old, and he's very curious, and he has questions. He wants to know things, and between his mom and dad explaining to him, and sometimes it could be uncomfortable to parents, you know, to talk to a child about it. But I think that me personally, I feel that they should learn at home. But then, you know, you get these questions. It's like, how do you explain this to them, and how do you go about letting them understand, you know, because you want them to, you'd rather them know from you other than, you know, learning outside the home from someone else who probably don't know anything either, you know, their peers.
And that's absolutely correct, Quinn. There is the damage, because you got to find a comfort level. I understand. I have a daughter. I know completely what you're saying here. However, if you don't sit down and have an honest, frank, uncensored, candid conversation with your baby, someone on the streets will. And that person will run the risk that they're going to give them misinformation. And then we get into abusing sex, masturbation, sleeping with different women and sleeping with different men. And then you say, well, my parents told me not to do this or don't do this. And they told me about the birds and the bees. But I propose that it become a conversation at the dinner table on a weekly basis. Talk to your babies and find the comfort level. And when you begin to have these conversations, it'll get more and more and more comfortable. And you want your children and your babies to have you as a resource. Not the young lady down the street, not the young man around the corner. Come talk to mama. Come talk to daddy. I'm going to keep it real with you, and I'm going to tell you what's getting ready to happen to your body. And then through those conversations, you want to impart with your children about confidence and understanding, because in understanding, you talk about not only protecting your physical body from diseases, but we want to talk about protecting your heart you know, particularly for women, women operate from a very
yes.
emotional posture when it comes to sex. And, you know, when a woman sleeps with a person, they give a lot. Well, you got to start having some really tough, hard conversations with your children as early as they possibly can receive it. And then after those conversations, they're still going to make their own decisions. You did it. Your sister did it. I did it. And the kids are going to continue to do it. And that's why you want to equip them with as much information about sex, their bodies, before sex, after sex, during sex, and let them make their own opinion about what sex means to them.
Yes, that's true. Now, that is so deep. It's so needed in these days and times, you know, the open dialogue. But tell us, how can we find your book and or in your social media information so that our listeners can hear and know how to get in touch with you and to get, well, a couple of your books, but this one that we're talking about particularly, how can they reach out to you or find you on social media or contact you?
Well, thank you, Quinn. My website is www.h2oandcompany.com. And H2O, like water, H2Oandcompany.com. And my Facebook social media site is Mr. Tyrone Parker on Facebook.
Tyrone Parker on Facebook. Awesome. So that's one way that you can contact him, get in touch with him. Do you also do speaking engagements about your books or your topics in your books?
Absolutely. We do seminars. We do workshops. We've got a book reading coming up at the end of this month here in Phoenix, Arizona, where I live. And so I'm completely open to coming out and talking about either of these books that I've written, and we can do it in a small setting, in a bigger setting, whatever you're most comfortable with.
All right. That is great. That is awesome. So we're gonna close out with you, but we thank you so much for coming on Talk to the Twin Show, Mr. Tyrone Parker, and give us the name of your book again and how people or anyone on this live podcast can reach you.
Yes, it's called You Nasty, The Simplicity of Sex, and you can get it on www.h2oandcompany.com, or you can go to my Facebook page and contact me there.
All right, and we
will be
sharing that information as well.
Beg your pardon?
We will also share that information as well with our listeners, so that way if they missed anything, they can look on our links and our pages to find you, Mr. Tyrone Parker, and to get your book, You Nasty.
You Nasty.
I love it.
Thank you. All right,
you continue to do what you're doing. Have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you,
Thank
twins.
You.
I really appreciate
Thank
it. Thank you for the time.
You are
God
welcome.
Bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. That is amazing. I love what he's doing. He's educating parents. He's educating the youth. And he's doing it in such a positive way. And just real about it. He's spiritually connected. That's even better. And it's such a need out here, because a lot of times, you know, our youth are lost. Parents are lost in how they need to speak or to talk to their youth about. Yeah, communicating, but wow, we need to get that one. You need to get that book.
I
know you're growing up, you're young.
Yeah,
I know. Yes, that's a guy.
Yes.
So parents, so
I feel like,
yes, and you know, I feel like it's better for you to, you know, to teach them at home before they go out there and they get, you know, in a situation where they don't know what to do, what's next. I'd rather me teach them than the world teach them. So, you know, that's, you know, what covers them. So, oh, yeah.
Yes, that was awesome. I love it. Again, you are listening to PNP Talk to the Twins.
You know, I got to hold that note, girl.
Yes, you went on. Thank you for holding on out for me. But, you know, we are the talk show podcast. You positive energy, real talk. We're not going to hold nothing back. We're going to tell you like it is. We're going to give you information that to help you, to empower you,
And we're just going to do what we do. Now, this is 2018. We're excited to be back on live. This was our first podcast of 2018, and it was hot. And we love it. We love it. We love you, Ray Darby. We love you. We love you. And we love you, Mr. Tyrone Parker, out in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, I'm trying to get the Phoenix, but that's going to tell. But we love it. See, we have people from all over the world that call in, and then they come on Talk to the Twin Show. You know, just go get your local joker pill. Right? Ain't that right? Ain't
right on.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. People reach out to us all over the world to come on our show. Why? Because we have over 500,000 people that we reach. We are reaching the multitudes, and it's continuously growing and growing and growing. And we thank God for that. And you know why that is? Because we're consistent and we're persistent, and we stay in the prayer position.
All right. This is PNP 2018. Talk to the twins. And we're going to take it out with our baby Justin.
All
right, Butterfly.
Yes, Butterfly out. And you know what, people? I see people, I'm out, and I see people going on their Valentine's Day, girl. But that's our blessing. Woo. So you have the whole month to celebrate. We love you.
Yes, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We don't care what you say. Bye. All right. Talk to you later.
And what you can really let me know that will be all right.